Good afternoon and welcome to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. Now, today I have a few guests. Now, this is fun because typically I talk to one person, but we have three ladies on the line. Jenna Unick, also Michaela Moretti, and also Carrie Ferguson. And they're with me because they're going to be talking about an effort that is going on out at Moraine State Park, if you will. And so we did a news story on this week. So if you want to get onto our website, you can do that at butlerradio.com and find the information there. But this is something where they are raising money to be able to install an ADA accessibility kayak dock. And so welcome, ladies. I know we're all on the line together, so we can just do a big welcome. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank
you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Carrie, I'm going to start with you. And if you could just tell us how this came about. I know Leadership Butler County, the class there is working with this. How did this come about?
So every year we're asked to select a project by the class, and a number of community organizations entered ideas, and we were also asked as a group if anyone in the group had ideas. And at that point, I suggested this project. It's something that's been on my mind for quite a while. I kayak with a number of older people, and I work at the VA. So I used one of these docks, and I thought how amazing it would be to bring one to us here in Butler County and Western Pennsylvania. So I suggested the idea, and the group backed me on it, and now we're making it come true.
Yeah, so what is necessary? Michaela, I'm going to point this question to you if you're able to take this one, but what's necessary to have an ADA-accessible kayak dock? What's different with a kayak dock versus just a boating dock?
So this makes it easier for anybody with a disability, any kind of impairment, that it makes it easier for them to have access to get in and out of their kayak. And it's actually, as we've been going through this project and selling our raffle tickets and explaining our project to the community, what we're finding is that there are not very many of these available. So it establishes that need, that Moraine needs this dock. And so that's made it more rewarding for us, just the fact that people are so excited about it.
And the reason I ask is because, well, one, I've never kayaked. So, you know, we could sit here and talk about what's it like to kayak, first of all. But second of all, to get in a kayak, I am aware of how fit it is to get in. So does this dock provide assistance? And the way I'm asking this is because I think of some folks who are able to get in and out of wheelchairs. Okay, they're able to do that by themselves. Some folks need help. Some folks don't. So this dock, excuse me, does it provide the opportunity for someone to get into their kayak themselves, or would they still need assistance to be able to get into a kayak?
So it enables them to get in and out themselves. They're able to pull themselves over their kayak, mm-hmm. and lower themselves in, and then it kind of like rolls the kayak down into the water. And so then they can reload themselves and get back out. Where it would come into maybe an issue if somebody was in a wheelchair, they would need assistance to get themselves over the ledge.
I think it's just a great idea that you're doing this, because I don't think I ever thought of a kayak, like you were saying, Carrie. The group that you talked to were not familiar with this being a need. And so, Carrie, can you talk about a little bit about how this is going to be affiliated with Leadership Butler County and also Butler County Chamber of Commerce? They were on board with this as well.
Yes. So the Leadership Butler County is backed by Slip Rock University, BC3, and the Chamber. So we have a lot of people in our corner supporting us as we become stronger leaders in our community. We were hoping, because of the Moraine State Park's 50th anniversary this year, that this really worked out well to focus on the dock and celebrate 50 years at Moraine, and also the fact that, you know, 1.3 million people utilize Moraine State Park every year. So this is a tourism possibility. This boosts the economy, hopefully, if more people travel to the area to use the dock. And it provides so many opportunities for other community groups in the area to utilize this dock for people that they serve that are you know, mobility challenged. So this has so many ways to improve our area.
Carrie, do you know, is there a high percentage of kayakers that go to Moraine State Park, just generally speaking for kayakers? Or is this something that, I don't want to say is relatively new, because kayaking isn't new to people, but has it become more and more popular at Moraine?
That is correct. Right now, paddle sports, kayaking is the number one fastest growing water sport in the U.S. You can follow many Facebook sites right now, and you see, because of the requirement of social distancing, this activity gives so many people the opportunity to get out and about in nature, but yet keep a distance from other people. So it's really, you can't even buy a kayak right now at the local sporting goods stores. Many of them, as soon as they get them in, they sell out. Yeah. And the Facebook pages that you follow right now, or if you follow, like someone will post, Rural King has 3, you know, kayaks just in case you need one. And then, you know, the next person will be like, oh, it's gone.
So bought it, it's done.
It's pretty impressive, the interest and the enjoyment that people are finding in it.
Yeah. So, Michaela, I'm going to go back to you for a moment, because you are raising money to be able to get this dock in place. How much are you expecting to raise, hoping to raise, and how are you going about doing that?
So as a class, we've set our goal at $50,000. The dock itself is around $32,000. So that's kind of like our base. That's really the requirement that we're looking for. But past that, when you're at the site of the future dock, you'll see that the gravel is a little bit uneven, the paving's uneven, the restrooms are pretty far away. So our hope is to get the parking lot paved, add some more parking spots, and then also get it paved, a paved sidewalk up to the restroom, just because we want it to be accessible all the way around. We want to make it as easy as possible and to, like, fit within that theme. So we're going beyond just the dock. We'd like to do that paving, some site beautification. We'd like to put some picnic tables in. We'd like to put some benches in. So we have a lot of things on the wish list within that $50,000, but the dock itself is really what we're striving for.
And when did you start this effort to raise money, and how far along are you in that particular process?
So we started this program, I think in September of 2020 or of 2019. And so we had to get the project to its final stage and to present it to the public. So COVID did sideline us for a little bit. But because we had a raffle already started and in place, we've been able to continue to raise those funds. So for the kayak raffle package that we're presenting, it's a $20 ticket for a package worth over $3,000. It includes a kayak, a vest, a paddle, a couple coolers, some tailgating equipment. So it's a really nice package, and we've been able to keep raising those funds. If we sell all 1,000 tickets, that will raise $20,000.
So how do we go about doing that? Yeah, how do we go about doing that? And then we're going to talk about your mystery dinner, because I know that was planned for May, next year. But let's talk about that raffle. How do we go about purchasing those tickets so we can get all those sold?
So if you go to Facebook, you can go to the Leadership Butler County. You can search that on Facebook. And you can either message the Leadership Butler County and you can buy remotely. And how we've been doing that is having people either send a check, or we can meet you at the Butler County Farmers Market. We've been doing that the past 2 Saturdays, and we'll be there this Saturday and also Saturday, August 1st, just if you prefer to buy in person. And then our drawing for this raffle will be on August 3rd. So that's the deadline to get your ticket, is August 3rd. And we anticipate that we have about 350 tickets left, so still plenty of opportunity to buy your ticket.
And if somebody is listening right now, some people are just very generous. They just want to find that right fit for them in order to be able to give. Maybe they don't want the raffle. Maybe they don't want the kayak prize. They just want to be able to give. Is there an opportunity for that to happen, and how do they go about doing that?
Yes, absolutely. And in the same way, you could either call the chamber office or you could reach out through Facebook. We actually have had our first donor, and they've done it that way. And we've gotten our first large donation of $500. So it's very exciting. And so you can reach out by phone, by email. You can do through the Facebook page and reach out and send a check that way. At some point, we will be sending out sponsorship opportunities and sponsorship levels ranging from $250 up through $5,000. We're still in the process of ironing all of those details out. But if you would still even like to be on our mailing list for that, again, you can reach out by phone, by email, or through our Facebook page.
With us is Michaela Moretti, also Carrie Ferguson, and I also said Jenna Unick. And Jenna, I haven't even posted a question to you yet, my dear, but thank you very much for helping to set this up. And I just wanted to get your thoughts about this effort as this ADA compliance kayaking dock is being planned or the hopes of to put this in.
So I think the entire class was really excited when Carrie suggested this as a project, and there's a lot of reasons for it. There's a lot of different motivations for what makes this project so important to each of us. And I think for a lot of us, it's the idea that those who are, particularly those who are injured as veterans, who were injured protecting us, that there's something we can do to give them back a little bit of their freedom. But in addition to the fact that so many wounded veterans will be able to use this, and we've heard from some of our classmates some specific stories of veterans who have expressed that as well. But in addition, anyone is going to be able to benefit from this dock because it's going to provide a stable entry into the water, which anyone who has tried kayaking, particularly those who aren't as well versed as maybe Carrie is, there's a little bit of an uncertainty, I think, for many of us as we're getting into a kayak, that you don't want to end up in the water, and
right.
It's going to get that a lot less likely. So
absolutely.
I think it'll open up the water to a lot of people in the community, and as Carrie had mentioned, really bring a lot to Moraine and as a benefit.
Do you have veterans organizations involved with you at this point?
We do. Most predominantly, Carrie is actually an employee at the VA in Butler. And then also we've had some interaction, some interest from different groups that I think Carrie and also Michelle Kanya, our class chair, have spoken with.
So Carrie, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I think that also Michaela may have spoken with one of those groups as well.
Okay. So Carrie, let me point that question to you. How is the VA being involved at this point, and what are they doing to help out?
They were kind enough to send me to this leadership development program. They kind of have to stay neutral in our project, but I'm allowed to reach out to people that I know and work here with. So, for example, August 3rd, when we draw the winning ticket, I invited a woman that works here that's a veteran and also a kayaker to draw the winning ticket for us. In terms of veteran-led programs, like Jenna was mentioning, we're trying to find, there's a number of people that run programs around our Western PA area for veterans to help them get back out on the water. So we're trying to connect up with them and see if they, you know, would like to work with us in any way to promote the dock or to use the dock. But we haven't finalized any of that just yet.
Absolutely.
But the VA is open to letting me, you know, talk to my coworkers and
right.
see who wants to help us with it and
do the work that's needed
involved.
To be involved. Absolutely. Michaela, I'm going to
come
back. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anybody who hears this and would like to get involved, we completely welcome that. Because of COVID, a lot of our efforts kind of seemed out a bit. And so as we reconvene as a group and we're able to meet in person again, I think we'll get that ball rolling. But like I said, we would love, if someone hears this and would like to be involved, please reach out. We would love to have you.
Are you looking for alternative ideas at this point because of COVID? I was going to ask you that, and Michaela was going to ask you as well because of the murder mystery dinner. But Carrie, since you brought it up again with COVID-19, are you looking for innovative ways at this point? I know you have the raffle ticket going, but COVID did stop quite a bit of activity in the past many months.
Yes, it has. And we've been fortunate enough that we do have a date in 2021 already set for our murder mystery dinner.
That will be May 15th, 2020. So that's our plan A. I think as we approach that date, we'll definitely have to start looking at plan B and plan C. We've been lucky to have that event and the success of the event in the past. So I wouldn't say we're banking on that. That's just like our hope. And so as we approach that, we'll have to look at alternative methods in order to reach that $50,000. But I think I can speak for our group that we will definitely accomplish that and do everything we can to accomplish the $50,000.
That is one of the challenges that many, many people that I've talked to are experiencing is you want to plan, but it seems like in the next hour, those plans are going to fall through the floor anyway because news changes and then all of a sudden restrictions are in place and then depends on what phase we're in. And so I think that, you know, I'm glad that you're at least planning out into 2021 and seeing where you are there. And what is your target for a time to hopefully have this all put together? Because COVID has stopped a lot of progress in places, but you are still moving forward with this. So are you looking at 2021, 2022? What are you looking at?
Our hope is to be completed by 2021. So basically our program was going to run through this September. And so what we've done is taken that 2020 stamp and made it 2021. So we've just pushed back all of our dates for completion a full year, just to give ourselves some time to adjust and just to keep those dates on everybody's mind. So our hope is to have all our funds raised by July of 2021, install our dock in 2021, and then at the Marine Regatta, we would like to have our unveiling, our ribbon cutting. And so that's typically the first week of August.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Yeah, that's a great fit if you're able to do that. So yeah, fingers crossed for that one because that's a great idea. And folks, what we're doing, I know we're running out of time and I want to get your final thoughts, all three of you, in this effort, the Leadership Butler County Class of 2020, having a goal to raise $50,000 to install an ADA accessible kayak dock. And that's going to be at the South Shore Moraine State Park. And they're in the midst of raising this money now. So if you would like to give, then feel free and do give. I understand donations can be made to New Visions for Butler in care of the Leadership Butler County. And then the 120 Hollywood Drive.
That is the new chamber office. Yes. And I believe it's actually within the Butler County Collaborative Office. They kind of combined.
Thank you. Yeah, because I recognized Hollywood Drive. I'm trying to picture in what building that was. So,
but yeah, same plot of land.
Okay.
Same plot of buildings. Yeah.
Okay. So that's 120 Hollywood Drive, and that would be 101 in Butler. And 16001 is your zip code, of course, on that. Okay. So,
yeah.
Jenna, we're going to start with
phone number. Is 724-283-2222.
Let's say that one more time in case we're scrambling to write it down.
724-283-2222.
All right. So, Jenna, we're going to start with you. Michaela, we're going to go next with you, and then Carrie, you can finish us out. I just want to get your final thoughts on this effort that you all are undertaking. Such a great idea. But what's your final thought you want to leave with us today?
So, I'm very excited about this project. I think that it's going to be a great opportunity for so many in the community, and I just hope that a lot of your listeners are going to be as excited as we are about this project coming to the coming to Moraine and coming to our community, and we'll take advantage and get out on the water and really enjoy the lake and what we have to offer here in our local space.
Michaela.
I'd just like to thank anybody that's already supported us. During this crazy time with so much uncertainty, we have had so much support already. Even if that was just somebody buying a $20 ticket, that $20 after 1,000 tickets is going to go a long way. And we just definitely appreciate that and hope it continues. And like I said, the $20, that's more than we can ask for. So,
and Carrie.
I'd like to just say thank you to the community and to my classmates who are so supportive of this. The amount of possibilities that it opens up, I can't wait to see how it all comes out because between seeing people use the dock and seeing other programs piggyback off of it, I'm just so excited. and I appreciate your time and effort sharing this with the community because it just has so many possibilities.
It's a great idea. I'm glad that this has been brought about and that you're raising money for it. And yes, we will cross our fingers that this could be in within a year or so, and you get the funds that you need. Again, the Leadership Butler County Class of 2020, that goal to raise $50,000 for the ADA Accessibility Kayak Dock at the South Shore of Moraine State Park. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.